This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's examine the latest evidence of trouble, or at least anxiety, in the global economy. 15 major banks were downgraded yesterday by the credit rating agency Moody's. This sweeping move comes with much of Europe in recession and economic growth slowing throughout the world. Reaction to the bank downgrades has been mixed. The Dow is actually up in early trading, although European markets are lower. We're going to talk about all this now with NPR's Chris Arnold. He's on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
Quite a list of banks downgraded here.
Yeah, it's basically all of the biggest banks in the U.S., just about, and many other major banks around the world. And what Moody's is doing here is it's basically repositioning the creditworthiness, in its view, of almost the entire financial industry. And pretty much every bank got taken down a notch or two. Still, Moody's says there are some banks that are in pretty good shape. It has a first tier of banks that includes JPMorgan Chase, HSBC, and the Royal Bank of Canada. So that's in the strongest tier. Below that, they have Barclays, Deutsche Bank, and Goldman Sachs. And these are banks that Moody's says have some exposure to the ongoing trouble in Europe or some other risks. And Moody's actually used a car analogy here, and it said that these banks have shock absorbers, and they're good, but they're not as good as the first group of banks' shock absorbers. And so their systems, that is, to protect themselves aren't as good.
Well, if we can extend that analogy a little more, if you downgrade so many banks at once, it suggests that the entire road has gotten rougher, gotten rockier. Are there really that many more potholes than there were 6 months ago or a year ago, as Moody's sees the world?
Well, that's the worry. The road ahead of us, to continue the analogy, bends and twists, and we can't see what's exactly coming. And so we need to know which banks are going to be able to withstand whatever shocks are coming down the road.
Hopefully we won't end up with one of those videos like you see in Driver's Ed. But anyway, go on.
Well, okay. So in the bottom tier, we have Bank of America, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley. They're kind of in the worst shape out of the major banks, where, you know, it's like one of those ads where the wheels are flying off the car. And not yet, but they're saying, you know, they're in the greatest, they face the greatest risk of something bad happening if there is a big upset in Europe or something like that.
Banks don't seem to be too happy about these downgrades.
No, you can imagine. We've known that these downgrades were coming. Moody's first announced this in February, so banks have had plenty of time to kind of lobby and say, hey, Moody's, don't do this, or don't do it as severely as you might be thinking about doing it. And they've been saying for a long time that they don't think this is necessary, and a lot of them are coming out with more statements like that today.
Just a few seconds here, Chris Arnold, but as the banks denounce this, how exactly are the markets reacting? We alluded to mixed reaction, but how are things going right now?
Well, I think yesterday there was worry, and you saw the stock markets really go down pretty sharply. And then today, whether investors are just shrugging this off, or maybe the downgrades weren't as severe as some people had feared, today bank stocks are rising. So it does not seem to be the end of the world for the major banks.
It reminds me that when the United States was downgraded, it didn't have all that much effect on the markets either in the end.
Yeah, it's a slightly different situation. It's kind of like downgrading the best country in the world as far as its financial situation, so it can't have much impact. But yes, not a huge result so far.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Chris Arnold.
Thanks, Steve.